May I help you across the street? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. May I help you across the street? Well, yesterday we heard an interesting story about a man, a psychologist, working in a prison in Hawaii with the criminally insane and treating these men with the idea that he doesn't hold anything against them. He doesn't hold anything against himself. He only treats that all is in divine order and all is whole and perfect. Now, he just said the simple words, I love you. I love you. Now, what if, just on a terrible possibility, some of those people didn't want to be healed? What if some of those people wanted to remain criminally insane? What if some of the people wanted to remain sick and sad and unhappy? You see, this thought goes through the mind of a human being, not through the mind of God. God creates everything complete, perfect, and whole, with no possibility of imperfection, no possibility of incompleteness. If we're going to be like the Boy Scout, who saw the woman standing on the corner, and he rushed up to her and grabbed her arm and drug her across the street, and she said, Sonny, Sonny. And he says, yeah? I didn't want to cross the street. I was waiting for a bus over there. Oh, you know, see, oftentimes we do things with people that they don't want done. Now, if the Boy Scout had been taught by this man in Hawaii, he would have looked at the woman and he would have said to himself, I see you living a fulfilled life. I see you accomplishing whatever it is you want to accomplish. Then, if the woman stepped off the curb and he felt solicitous, he would go take her hand and take her across the street, or push her back on the curb, depending upon what his interpretation was. We have a problem insofar as we're human beings. And as human beings, we fall into the trap of thinking what is humanly right and what is humanly wrong. And there is no humanly right and humanly wrong, because everything is. For every right, there's a wrong, and for every good, there's a bad. And this doesn't make either one desirable. It makes either one a choice of whatever it is you want to make it a choice for. Now, what do you make things for in your life? What do you make things as a choice in your life? Do you say in your life, all is in divine order? Or do you say, I wish it were in divine order? See, you got either one. You can take either way. That you're not a bad person because you wish something were so. You're stupid, but you're not bad, you know. All is in divine order is a statement of truth. Now, the policeman at the corner says, stop. And you say, I don't think I will. I think I will go ahead. And the policeman says, I am ordered to have you stop. I'm going to slip through the line and just go ahead and take whatever comes. And crunch, a car bumps into the person and they're hurt. So the policeman was like our good thoughts, wanting to keep us in line with harmony, in line with peace, in line with divine right order. Okay? And we are sometimes with recalcitrant thoughts that say to ourselves, we're going to do as we darn please, you know. I was going to say damn please, you know. We're going to do as we darn please. So I said it anyhow. But we're going to do as we darn please. And then we go and get ourselves in trouble because we did as we pleased. Whereas if we had followed our divine order, we wouldn't have had any problem and everything would have been in divine order. Now, This man who treated for these people in Hawaii, did he treat for them to be in divine order? Did he treat for them? Ingeborg, you're shaking your head. Yes. Did he treat for them to be in divine order? Did he treat for them to be no longer criminally insane? Did he treat for them to be balanced, normal human beings? No. He did not give one hoot and holler in hell about these criminally insane people. He didn't care about these people who had problems. He only cared about the fact that he spoke his word and he created in his world what? Perfect people. I love you. Perfect people. He didn't even know a criminally insane person existed, even though his job every day was to look at their chart. Well, now, he looked at their chart, but what did he look at? He perhaps just looked at their name. And their name was John Jones. And he looked at John Jones, he says, wow, you're a beautiful person. Wow, you're wonderful. He didn't say that either. He says, I love what? What do you say, I love?
I love myself.
I love myself. He loved himself, and he, in loving himself, could not create anything unlike his own loving self, could he?
Yeah.
So he didn't know of a criminally insane person. He didn't know of a person who was ill. He didn't know of a person with a problem. He only knew of a person like himself, who was whole and perfect, who was wonderful, and that he loved. I love me. Now you see, this is what a practitioner does. And that's why a practitioner seems so cold. A practitioner will not recognize anything unlike the practitioner. The practitioner first has healed themselves, and when the practitioner has healed themselves, they are fantastic. And when you have healed eyes, what do you see out there? Wholeness, right? What do you see in the world out there? Wholeness. What do you see out there in the world? Do you see countries in conflict with one another? You see wholeness. You see wholeness. Do we want to change anybody in the world? No. We merely see the wholeness that is always there, and we bring this into reality in our life as our sight, because our vision is so pure. Like we say so often, when people came to Jesus and said, heal me, he'd say, well, you know, I'm the Christ, and my eyes are so pure, I can only see everything as being good and very good. So, you want another broken leg? Jesus Christ, what the heck is this, you know? No. I don't see broken legs as bad. I don't see whole legs as bad. I see everything as good. Now, do you want a whole leg? Do you want everything good? What do you want? What do you want from me? What wouldst thou of me? And so in that process, he was like this psychologist. The psychologist was like him, whoever was first. You know, I think Jesus was ahead of the boat a little bit. But you see, when we begin to practice these things and put these causes in motion, what magic takes place in our life? Remember, everybody is a practitioner, and you're practitioning exactly the garbage that you think the world is. Or you practition exactly the beauty the world is. My son made a mistake? Oh, no. My son is perfect. My son is perfect. My son always does perfect things. My son is a beautiful person. I see him that way. I know him that way. I don't know of anything else. Well, time goes on, and her son is proven to be perfect. He's proven to be perfect because that's all she would see. In her world, now you see, get this, in her world of perfection, her son is perfect. She created a world of perfection, and so therefore every single being in that world is perfect. Now, I can look at any one of you, and I can tell you exactly what kind of a world you believe, what kind of a world you live in. You live in a world of worry sometimes about, are the children doing okay? You live in a world of, the world is not very nice and the people are out to take you, and it's not a friendly place to be. And you live in a world where you think, oh yeah, I love this human stuff. I love this human things, the cuddly little babies and the cuddly little puppies and the cuddly little, I love it. Yeah. And hey, have at it. Have at it. All those are just aspects of principle at work. You understand? Just aspects of principle at work. Now, is the principle you want to worry about anything, anytime, anywhere, ever?
No.
Well, then don't do it on anything. And know that it is all in divine order. And is there anything to worry about that? I mean, is divine order good?
Oh, yes. Oh,
I don't know. Sometimes we wonder about divine order. Divine order means I'm going to lose all of my rotten boyfriends and my rotten girlfriends, and I'm going to lose all of these desires for drugs and alcohol. I'm going to lose all the desire for smoking and for using foul words. I'm going to use all the I'll lose my whole crowd. How about that, you know? But you won't lose it. You will be in your reality crowd, which is what you really believe about you. Because you cannot leave your old crowd if that is who you are. Remember that. And if you are still in the old crowd, you haven't, that's what you really believe. Not that you want to change it, but that's what you believe. When you can start believing the world is beautiful, when you can start believing everybody's beautiful. Now, this writer who wrote about this psychologist who did this wonderful treatment work, the writer was amazed, beguiled, begusted. He was just so amused and he couldn't believe it. It was just unbelievable. He just couldn't believe it. And yet, he reported it. It was what he was searching for. But you see, he still didn't catch the answer. And the answer was, the psychiatrist or psychologist was a very happy man. He was a very happy man, and he liked himself. He couldn't come in there turkey cold and do those things unless that was his nature. That was his nature. He went in there, and he says, I don't want to see the prisoners. I don't want to see anybody. I don't want to see these patients. Just give me their files. Hey. And so they said, well, he'll study their files and, you know, tell them. But no, he didn't do that. He just looked at the name, and he said, oh, John Jones, you're fantastic. You know? And then he went into his thing. I forgive me, you know, I love me, I forgive me for ever thinking that there are any criminally insane people in this world, you know, he didn't say that, but I forgive me, and I love me, and if I love me, I love everybody, you know. You see, if you really want to be a practitioner, and I think everybody is and would like to be a beneficial practitioner, the way to do it is to put your thoughts in motion to accomplish whatever it is that's important for you. Now, Ingeborg, I would like to see you be that person that you have tucked away inside of yourself for so long and you haven't let that person come out. I'd like to see you be that person. And that person is the unconditionally loving person. Now, I would like to have you put on a fashion show this afternoon at lunch of an unconditionally loving person, okay? And if you can be that and practice it and practice it and practice, pretty soon you will always be it. Interesting idea? And Ellen?
Yeah?
What do you want to put on for our fashion show at lunch? Do you want to put on for the fashion show at lunch that you are an bubbly, enthusiastic, illumined being, you know? A bubbly, enthusiastic, illumined being, you know? Mm-hmm. Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you have something better. that's pretty good if you ask me. Okay, then let's see how you can play that game this noon. And let's see how you can carry it on.
Sure.
Yeah, chew, chew, chew. And Sylvia? I would like to see you play the game. And now don't jump down my throat, don't argue with me, don't tell me that it can't be done, don't give me any hard time about this. Sylvia, and she's just waiting to hear what I'm going to say. Sylvia, I want you to pretend that you are a spiritually illumined person with no past.
Okay.
Okay. You know, sound like Pam Wagner. Okay. Okay. Now, you think that's
good.
Easy. Yeah. But I will, and I'm not going to give you any clues at lunchtime about what you're supposed to do. You're going to tell me how you look at the world. So at lunchtime, each one of you is going to tell me how you look at the world. And Ellen, how will you be looking at the world from your point of view now? From your point of view of the question that I asked you.
The vital, dynamic, enthusiastic being. But I need to listen to it again.
And Ingeborg, what are you going to be demonstrating?
Unconditional love.
Oh, what an easy one. What an easy one. That'll be fun, won't it? Okay, super. And Sylvia, you can't even remember.
Yes. I see a spiritually illumined world in the now.
That's pointing in the right direction. But you see,
I am
spiritually healed being has no past. There's not a healed world that's coming up. There's not a whole world. There's not a spiritually healed person has no past to remember anything of the past.
Right.
A spiritually healed person mm-hmm. only lives in the present.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And there is no past. There's no reference. You're going to have to learn a new vocabulary, you know. There's no reference. And with your unconditional love, what is that?
Everything is good and perfect.
No. You don't judge anything. You just love everything. Unconditional love is no judging, just loving. Unconditional love, a love that has no conditions. See how difficult those words sometimes are? And Ellen, she thinks hers is such an interesting combination of bubbling over with enthusiasm, you know. She's going to listen to this and figure out what it means. Well, Ellen?
Yes?
If you are the ocean wave and you are bubbling over with enthusiasm, you don't know it, do you?
No.
If you are the ocean wave and you are just tossing and turning and leaping and yearning and doing all these marvelous things, you have no idea what you're doing. You're just being it. And now, you see, that's what bubbling enthusiasm is, just being it. You don't know it. You cannot describe it. You cannot contain it.
You cannot play it.
Ellen? Don't tell me what I tell you got to do. You can play it, but as soon as you start playing it and you start being it, then you stop playing. As soon as you start being unconditional love with no judgment, then you stop playing it. And as soon as you stop being what?
No.
Stop. I am spiritually healed.
Oh,
okay. All right, you guys listen to this over again, and maybe you'll hear. Did I say you're spiritually healed?
Illumined.
I did not say spiritually illumined. We'll listen to this, because it is spiritually healed. No past.
Okay.
No past. Spiritually illumined
except
is not with a spiritually illumined head. Now, maybe I said it. Maybe I slipped it in there a couple of times, but it's spiritually healed. Spiritually healed,
okay.
With no past. This is what I want you to experience.
Okay.
No past. And we'll listen to it now and see just how well I remember what I said. Okay. So, we're playing games, but they're fun games, and they're games that bring great results. So, have a lot of fun and know that I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Spiritually healed.
Okay.